Well, earlier this fall, the drugstore chain CVS quit tobacco entirely. You remember that. They said, we're not going to sell it anymore. Well, now an entire town in central Massachusetts wants to follow that lead and ban all tobacco sales within the confines of their municipality. If the measure goes into effect, the town of Westminster in Massachusetts would be the first town in the nation to ban all tobacco sales. The Board of Health says it wants to protect young people from tobacco companies, but merchants and restaurant owners and business people in the town are up in arms. Listen to this from a meeting of the health board before the town just last night.
This meeting with all these cameras here is a mockery of this town in front of the United States of America.
What did you think was going to happen? People are heated. People are angry.
This is a small town. You're taking away people's rights.
It got raucous, and that led the chair of the Board of Health, Andrea Crete, to call off the meeting.
It was getting too unruly, and people were being disrespectful and not following the ground rules.
Well, joining me now is DJ Wilson. He's director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association's Tobacco Control Program. He was at the meeting last night. DJ, welcome.
Hi.
Now, your organization helps towns like Westminster if they want to control tobacco, keep kids from smoking, stuff like that.
Correct. The association doesn't take a stand on these policies, but we help cities and towns that figure out what policies they want for their own community.
Okay, but at the same time, you were at this meeting last night. The question a lot of people are asking, look, I'm sure nobody got up and said, we love cigarettes, tobacco is a good thing. But does a ban prevent anyone, a 16-year-old or anyone else, from just driving to the next town?
Well, we think that especially for youth, all don't have cars. They all aren't driving. A lot of kids start smoking before they are eligible to even get a license. And so those impulse buys at local merchants is what the Board of Health was kind of intending to stop. Additionally, youth are bombarded by tobacco advertising every time they walk in a convenience store, and kids use convenience stores a lot.
So you maintain that this really is about minors, really about kids. It's not about adults who choose to smoke and making it harder for them.
No, I mean, adults will still be able to smoke if this ban went into effect because it doesn't affect the usage of tobacco. And the other issue that happens where Westminster is located, they're one town away from New Hampshire. So I suspect there are a lot of adult daily smokers that go to New Hampshire to save $30 on a carton of cigarettes.
Because the taxes are lower in New Hampshire.
Correct. By a lot.
Right. By a lot. And so that gets right back to the point. If you ban something in a small place, I get that 14-year-olds don't drive yet, but 14-year-olds don't drive to the beer store either. And I'll tell you, that didn't stop us.
But, you know, it's all about – part of this is about denormalization. So while restaurants and bars and workplaces went smoke-free in Massachusetts 10 years ago, now you would never think as an average resident to walk into one of those places and expect to see cigarettes. So we've denormalized the users of cigarettes. So we're trying to further denormalize the fact that kids aren't bombarded by tobacco advertising, aren't seeing a lot of smoking going on, and really aren't being allured by cheap flavored products, especially things like a 49-cent grape cigar.
So it's already the case that you don't walk into a bar in Westminster. You can't light up restaurants. Those are all non-smoking in Massachusetts anyway, right?
Yes, they've been by state law for 10 years.
Okay, but I own a convenience store, a gas station. Sure, I sell gas, but this is a small business, my friend, and you're going to kill us.
Right. I mean, it is an issue. They would be losing a line of product to be sold. So I can't deny that. But the Public Health Board in Westminster has decided to put public health first, and that's why they're making this consideration.
What's your response? You know, we saw some of the tape of the town meeting, people singing God Bless America. It's not a surprise that people who are against this ban feel like it's an arrow that goes to the heart of their idea of liberty, their ability to buy cigarettes, smoke cigarettes if they want to, right in their own town, I suppose. What's your response to that? There is no way around the idea that this is taking away some measure of freedom that people have to do a thing that's bad for them. But even if it's just a little bit, it is taking part of that away.
Right. Well, first, I do want to say the select board had a hearing on Monday that went really well. So it's unfortunate that last night's went so poorly. Second, we have, the same arguments happened when we were talking about making restaurants smoke-free. It's an issue, but this is a product that, reliably kills lots of people. It costs the American taxpayer a lot of money to care for these people. Every single person has somebody in their life who has died from cigarette use. There's no upside to smoking.
Well, new prohibition may be coming to Westminster, Massachusetts. DJ Wilson, director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association's Tobacco Control Program, thanks for updating us.
You're very welcome.